The DUP's Gregory Campbell was among the delegation that went over to London yesterday to try to get this sorted on your behalf. Gregory, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What was the outcome then? Can you share with us what happened yesterday?
Well, it was a pretty robust exchange of views, as you would expect, Stephen. I mean, there were a range of parliamentarians from a whole host of parties there, and the very senior people from RBS and their head office at Trafalgar Square yesterday. Now, each of us put a range of questions to them. Some individual experiences of constituents that had come to us, and really pressing the point that, you know, it was unacceptable. Of course, this was immediately after Prime Minister's questions, where we were able to relate, which they knew anyway, obviously, from the media, the Prime Minister's interest, the fact that they were coming today before the Assembly. So the pressure was there. Now, I have to say that there was nothing remarkably new came out of the meeting, but I do get the distinct impression that the pressure is beginning to tell, and that hopefully within the next day or two we will begin to see the start of results. Now, it's 3 weeks too late, but they need to resolve this as a matter of the utmost urgency.
But they've given a date, haven't they? They've given the 16th now as a date when most of it should be sorted. But that's 12 days. That's not the guts of another 2 weeks.
It is, and of course the point that someone was made yesterday as well was that in that period of time in Northern Ireland is the bank holiday, the week or 2 weeks holidays that many people would take off their employment, and therefore accessibility to finance might be even more jeopardised, because if people are away or are arranging to go away, they may find it even more difficult if they're either in GB or Spain or anywhere where they're on holidays. The accessibility problem is worsened. Now, the other issue that we raised, Stephen, which is...
By the way, on the bank holiday issue, we have asked the Ulster Bank, are they staying open for their customers on the 12th of July? They don't know.
Well, I think they should respond today about that. I mean, they knew that was coming. They've known for the past 2 weeks that was the case, so they need to respond to that today. But the other thing that we mentioned, and Martin Lewis in your clip there alluded to it, and I raised it yesterday, Northern Ireland's a small country. If you look at families, there is a tendency where families, fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, there's a generational thing where people would go to the bank that their parents went to. Now, it doesn't take a lot of imagination, given the scale of this problem, to look at possibly 2,000 or 3,000 families. That's not account holders. 2,000 or 3,000 families, possibly in the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks when this is resolved, possibly looking to exodus. Now, I know the bank wouldn't want to see that and think everybody should look very close and hard at their own circumstances. But if that happens, you could have 10,000 or 12,000 accounts being attempted to be switched, with all the direct debits, with all the utility bills, all of that. And if people are away or are arranging to go away, can they cope with a possible exodus of that scale from their accounts? So, you know, even after this is resolved, there are ongoing problems that the Ulster Bank and the RBS need to have the IT and the personnel to deal with.
If you look across the water, and it was a completely different crisis, completely different scandal with Barclays, of course, because there's illegality alleged there and gross negligence alleged in the fixing of the LIBOR rates. But the top man has gone. So the chairman of Barclays, Bob Diamond, he's gone. His chief operating officer is gone. In terms of the Ulster Bank, do you get a sense when you're talking to them that they feel that if they don't deliver this, their jobs are on the line, or do they just think they can ride this through?
Well, I certainly get a sense in the wider community that there would have to be serious implications if this is not resolved in the next day or two. You know, I know they've put this backstop, which is a movable feast, onto the 16th, but, you know, most people know that as of next Monday, a sizable swathe of people in Northern Ireland will be on holidays. So really, effectively, by tomorrow at the close of play, the Ulster Bank would need to be producing evidence that more and more people are getting the full data. If they're online, they're able to see what their accounts are, see what their recent transactions are. And there is, I would have to say, Stephen, in their defence, I have some evidence of one or two people coming to me and saying that in the course of the past 48 hours, they have begun to see that. Now, I would be interested to know, perhaps from your programme, if people can ring in to say that is the case, or is that just a few straws in the wind? But by close of play tomorrow, there would need to be evidence that, that the significant progress that they've promised over the course of the past fortnight is beginning to show. This 16th, you know, is something that should have been penciled in a week or 10 days ago.
So do you accept the 16th?
If people had known the scale of the problem, I think people would have been more acceptable to the backdrop.
Do you accept the 16th as a reasonable deadline or not?
No, I don't.
So what's your deadline? What do you think's reasonable?
Well, I don't think, to be fair to them now, I don't think it would be possible for any bank of that size to say 100% of every single account holder will be up to date by a certain date. I don't think that would be reasonable given the scale of the problem. But I think if they were to say a week ago, look, we think we will have cleared 80 to 90% of the problem in, say, a week or 10 days, I think most people would have said, well, that's reasonable given the scale of the problem. But they're not prepared to say that. They're not prepared to say 80 to 90% of this will be clarified within the next few days.
So you
think if that were the case by tomorrow, most people would say it should have been sorted a fortnight ago, but it's sorted now.
And if it's not?
Well, if it's not, then I think senior people at the top of the Ulster Bank and the RBS have to seriously consider their position in the context of the overall banking issue that we're all too aware of.
Well, who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? The chief exec or who?
Well, I think we would need to see, we need to see the fallout of this within the course of the next couple of weeks once the holidays are over. And then I think we need to closely examine who carries the can for this debacle. And it is a banking debacle.